What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about the top 10 car brands driven by millionaires. This study was done by Dave Ramsey. Love him or hate him, Dave Ramsey, he does put out some good things, and he's done what he claims to be the largest study of millionaires ever. And in that study, he found what are the top 10 car brands driven by millionaires. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I believe that a lot of people have a misconception about millionaires, multimillionaires, wealthy people. They may think that millionaire equals Lamborghini, Maserati, Ferrari, fancy cars. And truth be told, based on this study, that is just simply not the case. And I think you might be surprised at what the top car brands that are driven by millionaires are. So we're going to go through this list, starting at number 10, all the way down to number one. But what I want you to do real quickly is to, while I talk through this, in your head or write it down, what do you think the top car brand is that is driven by millionaires, according to this study by Dave Ramsey? But starting at number 10 is Buick. Buick is the 10th car brand driven by millionaires. Number 9 is Lincoln. Number 8 is Hyundai. Number 7 is Acura. Number 6 is BMW. Number 5 is Subaru. Number 4 is Lexus. Number 3 is Ford. Number 2 is Honda. And number 1, the top 10 car brand driven by millionaires, number 1 is Toyota. You might be surprised by that list. You might not be surprised by that list. But according to Dave Ramsey in his study, the number 1 car brand driven by millionaires is a Toyota brand car. Now, I think this is important, and this shows us a few things about millionaires. I am not against buying a car that you want that's maybe not a Toyota, right? What I am against is buying a car that you want that you can't afford. And I think what this study, what this shows, is that millionaires, and when I say millionaires, I'm not talking about 100 million, 50 million, potentially those people. But this study that Dave Ramsey did was studying everyday millionaires, those that are teachers, engineers, accountants that just saved and invested their money over their lifetime and ended up at retirement or close to retirement with $2, $3, $4, $5, $6 million or more. These people that he studied may not be having $85 million or whatever it is, but they have millionaire status. They have millions of dollars saved up. And this Toyota brand, number one, shows us that a car is an asset, but it is a depreciating asset. And the wealthy people, those that are millionaires, understand that when you buy a car, immediately when you drive it off the lot, it loses value. It's going to lose value over time. The more miles you drive on, it's going to lose value. Versus not spending a lot of money on a car, putting that extra money in the stock market into assets, into investments, where over time, it is going to grow your wealth, right? When I put my money in the stock market, over the long term, it's going to go up in value. More than likely, minus 2021, which is anomaly of a year, 2022, even now, a little bit with certain cars, but car values do not go up in value. Yeah, you have your specialty cars here and there, but the everyday car, the Toyota Camry, is not going to go up in value from when you bought it to when it has 35,000 miles and is 3 years old. It's not going to cost more money. It's not going to be more valuable. So the wealthy people understand that. So they understand that you can't drive your way to wealth. Yeah, and I get the whole buy it and rent it out on Turo or drive for Uber. I get those things. But for the vast majority of people, they're not going to do that. So for the everyday person that's not going to buy multiple cars and rent them out on Turo, buy the supercars that are very specialized that might go up in value over time, the everyday millionaires that anyone can become. Anyone can become an everyday millionaire. It just takes some time and some discipline, but anyone can do it. The number one car is a Toyota. The number two car is a Honda. The number three car is a Ford. The number four car is a Lexus. The number five car is a Subaru. So the top three cars are not quote-unquote luxury brands, Toyota, Honda, and Ford. But you see certain people, and you know who I'm talking about when I say this, that probably are not wealthy or on their way to wealth. They're driving cars that they can't afford because they want to look a certain way. That's all it is. They want to buy a certain car because it makes them be perceived in society a certain way. Even if they can't afford it, that's what the rich do, right? Oh, the rich buy nice cars, so I'm going to buy a nice car. But the difference is the wealthy people that buy the nice cars, the Porsches, those types of cars, they already have the assets, and the assets pay for their assets, quote unquote. They are assets, but they just go down in value the more you drive them. But so they let their other assets pay for that. So this study, I find it very interesting because it changes the whole idea that having a nice car, having a fancy car, having a luxury brand, quote unquote, means that you are wealthy. But the study from Dave Ramsey shows that the top three car brands are not luxury brands. They're brands when you drive by down the street, they're not going to turn your head and be like, whoa, look at that Honda Accord, like you would do maybe like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. But that person that's driving a Toyota, Honda, Ford maybe is a millionaire, potentially. Not saying the Ferrari, Lamborghini isn't either, but according to this study, that's not even on the list. Toyota, Honda, and Ford are the top three. So I want to reiterate that I am not against driving a Ferrari or Lamborghini if you can afford it. But the problem is, most people can't afford it. They're driving it because that's what they think it means to build wealth. That's what they think they need to do to be wealthy. Oh, if I drive a nice car because that's what the rich and wealthy do, then maybe I'll be rich and wealthy. But the problem is they're pouring all of their money into a vehicle that is just losing value the more that they drive it. So every person that is already wealthy, that drives those fancy car brands, are probably letting their other assets pay for their luxury car brands. Whereas the not wealthy, they just go and pay for those. Do you notice the difference there? It kind of goes back to one of my old episodes where I talked about the thing that separates the wealthy from the poor. The poor people make money, then they spend money, and then if there's anything left over, they save or invest. Where the wealthy people make money, save, invest money, then they spend whatever's left over. That little difference in flow right there is what separates wealthy from poor. Just that little thing right there. That's a lot more in practice, but just in words, it's just that small little change. That's what separates the wealthy from the poor. And the wealthy people that drive the fancy cars, that have those types of things, they made money, saved and invest, bought assets, then let their assets pay for what they're driving, or they just spent whatever they had left over after they saved and they invested. That difference there is time and time again what separates the wealthy from the poor. So this study by Dave Ramsey, or Ramsey Solutions, top 10 car brands driven by millionaires, I find it super interesting that you don't see Maserati, Ferrari, Lamborghini on this list. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. Thank you all for listening to this episode. If you enjoy the podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend and rate it 5 stars. It helps it tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.